This is Along the Way, a podcast showcasing the culture and meaning behind the For This Way, our values in action. In each episode, we will chat with people from across our firm for insights on how they bring our cultural DNA to life. These are the stories that make us one For This and that drive us to unlock the potential of all whom we serve. Without further ado, welcome to Along the Way.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Brothers. This month, we're exploring the second of our Be Bold values in action, Excel Always. That's the E in Be Bold. We're also going to take a little time to reflect on the fact that our combined firm is marking its first anniversary this month. Happy For This Day to you, by the way, if you happen to be listening to this on June 1. Joining me today to talk about these topics is Kimberly McKay. Kimberly is a regional managing partner overseeing our Southwest region, and that includes about a dozen offices in six states: Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Arizona, and California. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here, and especially important that we're getting ready to celebrate For This Day.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. It is hard to believe that a year has gone by, but it has, and we will talk about that. I want to ask you first about our value this month. Excellence, excel always. And as I thought about this, I was thinking about measuring excellence. And, you know, there are so many ways to think about that, from bottom lines, KPIs, net promoter score, or maybe even just how you might feel at the end of the day. So I wanted to ask you, how do you think about excellence, whether that's personally with your team, your region, or maybe people you've mentored over the years? What comes to mind for you?
That is a great question, Mike. And while there are definitely quantifiable metrics that each one of us can measure, like charge hours, revenue growth, or evaluation scores, when I think about excellence, I think it's more than just a number. To me, excellence is really about surpassing expectations and striving to do more in our work and personal lives, even if we're going to make mistakes. I think sometimes it's easier to recognize excellence in others than it is to see it in ourselves. So when I'm working with a team member or someone that I mentor, I really focus on if they are trying their best, making progress, and like our DNA says, if they under-promise and over-deliver. Now, I will tell you, as it comes to myself personally, I constantly have to remind myself that excellence does not mean perfection. Uh-huh. It means making choices every day and giving any project or task my full attention. It's, you know, really important to try your hardest, even if I make mistakes, but then committing to learning from my mistakes.
Yeah. Well, your point about not being able to recognize it easily in yourself is such a good one. And that, to me, I think is one of the big reasons for finding those mentors, those people that can, you know, reflect back to you. I just think that's really, really valuable. Well, and speaking of that, I mean, excellence also, at least to me, signifies a process of always getting better. So how do you get better? What kinds of strategies or mindsets have you personally employed over the years to help you get better?
Well, I think that's a great question and one that's probably evolved over my career. So I started out as a healthcare auditor. And as I was growing up throughout the firm, I had a lot of opportunities to grow. That could be through promotions. Sometimes it was through a new client or challenging work that I was doing, or maybe even leading a local initiative. However, I do vividly remember getting to a place in my career where I was really starting to get a little bored. And I accidentally was at a conference, and it was a conference I was not supposed to be at. I was filling in for somebody. But the keynote speaker talked about complacency. And the speaker asked us to write down the last time we got butterflies in our stomach. And the point of the conference was really about, if you're not getting butterflies in your stomach, are you pushing yourself and growing as much as you could? And I really had to reflect and say, you know what? I'm probably not doing that. We have to be willing to take risks to grow, both personally and professionally. So since that time, I've always tried to look for those opportunities where I can stretch myself and get those butterflies in my stomach. The other thing I would say is I am a firm believer in an accountability buddy. I know myself well enough to know that if I don't share my goal with someone, it's going to be very easy for me to make excuses on why I'm not getting something done. However, if I have an accountability buddy and I lay out my plan with timelines, I know I'm not going to let that other person down. So what I really try to do is have somebody else that we can hold each other accountable. And I think that's a great way of keeping on track.
Yeah. And probably that person hasn't necessarily been your coach or your boss, right? Maybe more of a peer, or at least that's possible.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's a peer. Sometimes it's somebody who's above you. Actually, in our Houston office, we had accountability teams. And so one of the things we did is we had three or four people meet together, because it's easy to cancel on each other, but it's harder to cancel on three or four people. Right. And what I found is, you know, that first meeting, a couple people came, and, you know, this was great for our marketing and development plans, because people would say, okay, I'm going to do these two tasks before the next time we meet. Well, that first meeting, a couple people didn't do them. I was somebody who looked at my calendar the day before and said, oh, darn, I better get this done. Yeah. So I showed up the meeting prepared. And what I found is as we each kind of evolved, we started doing our tasks right after that meeting so that we wouldn't let the team down when we met again.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds like the common theme is, you know, finding that other person, other group, having that sounding board, that reflection. You can't do it all yourself, at least not as well as with others. Well, I want to ask about, always like to look at our wording that we have carefully laid out and was very thoughtfully applied, you know, last year, and take a second look. And I did that on this one with Excel Always, and I came across this phrase, bringing forward-looking solutions with discipline and accountability. And I don't know that I had really thought much about those qualifiers with discipline and accountability. So you have any thoughts on that, advice on how we can do that?
Yeah, Mike, I love that you're bringing up the qualifiers within our DNA. I think the task force was very purposeful in thinking about the words that they chose. So when I think about forward-looking solutions, I really think about innovation, but I also think about the time and cost a solution could take. So to me, that discipline and accountability means that you have to think about the process to execute an idea, not just bringing the idea to the table and then walking away. I think what discipline is needed to implement your solutions, for example, a timeline, maybe that structure, the resources needed, or the time needed, is what is going to make your idea successful. Accountability means you're also going to have to uphold your end of the bargain, but also recognize if you need to fail fast. If your idea is not working, we have to have the courage to go ahead and pull the trigger. We have to be willing to take those risks to implement a solution, but also be disciplined enough to recognize when it's not working so that we don't waste our resources.
And it sounds like maybe, again, having those other people outside of your perspective could be a great way to, you know if that's happening or not, right?
Absolutely. When you bring other people into your process, they can share ideas, make your ideas better, but they also can sometimes point out your blind spots.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Well, I want to shift gears now and talk about this year anniversary. What a year it's been. I know you've had a long and successful career, been with the firm quite a while. This year has probably been a little different than most others, but you know, what comes to mind when you think about these last 12 months? You know, what are you most proud of? Anything that surprised you, or maybe just what's your biggest takeaway?
I mean, honestly, Mike, I think these last 12 months have been somewhat of a blur, but I feel like I have worked with this team almost my whole career. So we have quickly gotten together, and I think through common values, we've made some very strong bonds. And so I think about the R&P group, and we really work very well together. We all have different perspectives, and we're all trying to move the ball forward. I do realize, however, that some of our employees have not yet experienced the full integration due to our system limitations. However, that's really going to change here quickly in fiscal year 24 when we get on the same technology platforms, like our audit software and our tax software. So, you know, you asked me what I was most surprised about, and I think it was about how quickly the market reacted to our merger. And we are seeing client opportunities almost daily as Forbis that I don't think we would have had the opportunity to bid on or propose on in the past. I also think we see talent knocking on our door that's saying, because you're a top 10 firm, I want to come work for you. So while it's not been visible to everyone, I do think that those are some of the benefits that I was surprised would come so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. It's going to take that 18 months to maybe 24 months to get all of those platforms integrated. But I agree about the personality and culture wise, that part has been, I think, a little easier. And it's been, at least for me personally, it's been fun. So now what about the year ahead, years ahead? What's exciting you about that when you think ahead?
So when I think ahead, I sometimes have to reflect on the past. And I have to tell you, in my mind, I still think I'm a young partner. Now, I know that isn't true, that I am becoming one of the older generation. Yeah. But what excites me most is seeing people that I have mentored and coached become future leaders in their markets, their service lines, and their industry. Just seeing that talent across the firm, I mean, it truly is unmatched. I see new ideas being brought to the table, new leaders emerging, and that's what's so exciting. I think we have to surround ourselves with great people, and we have absolutely done that. And so now seeing them come together and take different roles in their careers is so exciting to me.
Yeah, that's great. There you go. There's that mentoring piece again, you know, passing it on. Well, is there anything else that you want to add or think about as we think back and think ahead?
You know, as we focus on excellence, I mean, I started out the podcast kind of talking about how it's easier to recognize it in other people than it is to see it in yourself. So I would just encourage everyone to seek out that excellence and recognize people for it. Be on the lookout for people who are going above and beyond the effort. Give them a bravo. Send them a personal note. It's often hard to really reflect that you're doing a good job if you're hard on yourself. But if we can help others see that excellence in themselves, I think we would go a long way into just furthering what we want to do as a firm.
I love it. Love that. I'm going to give you an on-air bravo right here for being on the podcast. Well, Kimberly, thanks a lot for doing this. We really appreciate it. And happy Forbes Day to you. And sure, we'll talk again soon.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, onward and forward.
Thank you for listening to Along the Way, featuring conversations about our purpose, mission, vision, and values in action at Forbes. New episodes are produced each month. If you have an idea for a person or topic to be featured, email us at communication@forbes.com. Please join us again for more in-depth discussions about helping those we serve unlock their full potential. Until our next episode, onward and forward.